Wishing you a beautiful Friday. I hope you have a great weekend with lots of gorgeous things planned for yourself. So we're doing the second teaching of this week's topic, Discovering Your Purpose. And on Wednesday, I talked about how your purpose can bring you in the direction of joy, but it also can be quite challenging. And today I wanted to talk about who you are, because this idea of our purpose can actually shape and define our whole entire life. All of us are here and we are all seeking something. Some of us are seeking things so much we're always out of ourselves, looking to something to make us feel good. When that is happening, even if you're only doing it in a little bit, or maybe you're doing it in a big bit, when that is happening, there's something that's not being met within yourself. There's a need that is not being fulfilled within you. And why this links in with your purpose is because when you're not in connection with perhaps what your purpose is, or being in alignment even with yourself, that can be really challenging. You can feel lost, confused, stressed. You can feel like this is not the life I chose for myself. This is not what I would choose for myself. And you can get very frustrated by it. And when we're in that place, that then can define the decisions we make, the thoughts we have, the actions we take, and how we feel about ourselves. And all of those energies can be quite low. So they start to take us away from ourselves. If, on the other hand, you're starting to move towards your purpose, or maybe you're fulfilling your purpose altogether, and of course, like I said, challenges come up with that, you're more likely to be a little bit more in alignment with yourself. But that doesn't mean that that hasn't shaped you as well. Perhaps your life was shaped by trying to get towards your purpose, and you've had a lot of difficulty, and now you're in this place where it actually feels a bit better. That's going to shape who you are currently too, because you can utilize all of that knowledge to move yourself forward in a much better, healthier way for you. So of course our purpose is shaping who we are. Think about what you might deem to be a purpose or purposeful for you, and it's not happening in the way that you want. That can make you feel low in yourself. It can make you feel really, really angry about where things are at. And what we have to do when that's happening is to look and say, why is this happening at this time? Why is this difficulty happening? Why is this challenge around my purpose coming up? Because it's trying to teach you something, and it's trying to help actually shape you. So one of the challenges that I have mentioned so many times at this stage, but that I have had around something that I do believe in my gut is my purpose, is around being a parent. I really would desire to have a child. And, you know, I've had to have a lot of talks with myself around the fact that maybe that isn't part of my purpose, or maybe it's helping children in a different way. Who knows? I still don't know. But what I have learned about myself over this really challenging time is huge. I believe that this experience of not being able to get pregnant and going through really, really rough times with fertility treatments has absolutely shaped me into the person that I am today. I am more connected to myself. I know what I have to do for myself to keep me feeling balanced, well in body and in mind, keep my mental health in a good space. But it also drives me towards what I do want to create in my life that I have a little bit of control over. You know, I've delved more into my work. You've probably seen over these last few months, if you've been a member for a while, the changes that I've been making with It's Time For Me, because I'm putting all my energy into that. I'm putting my energy into things that light me up and make me feel good, because part of my purpose as well, I believe, is to help women. So I want to do that to the best of my ability. All of the challenges that have come with the fertility stuff and other life challenges pulled me away from being able to be as creative as I wanted. And that's really interesting, because the creative part of me is what has to work as well to create a child. But what I've also discovered about myself is that I understand myself more. I understand my path in life a little bit more. I don't have all the answers. I don't know what's ahead for me. I don't know any of that. But without this experience, I absolutely do not think that I would be where I am today and in a good space in where I am today. So part of my purpose around being a parent has taken me to a completely different place in my life, with my work and with everything that I want to do. I still hope that that obviously happens for me, but I do believe if it does happen, all of this had to happen beforehand. And also, if I am meant to be a parent, that it's going to make me a much better parent than where I would have been in the person who was like really lost and really unhappy even before I started trying for a child. So it has brought me back to myself. So sometimes we have to go through these things, which we're going to talk about next week, about our greatest lessons and what they teach us. So that has shaped me. So my fertility path, even before that, like I said, I was in a difficult space before I even started for that, for going to have children. But that fertility path brought me on a more difficult place, but actually made me grow even more so that my purpose can actually be fulfilled. So the interesting thing is that my purpose, if it is to be a parent, let's say, and it's definitely to help women, has shaped me and has helped me be the person that I am right now. So how can your purpose help shape you? This is why it's so important. And I know we'll tell ourselves, I don't have time, I don't have support, I don't have this, that, and the other. And all of those things actually are so relevant. Everything you're feeling about that is relevant and it's real and it's understandable. But how can you step out of that and say, well, how can I just engage in some part of this a little bit more? How can I bring some of my purpose into my life? How can I start? Because I'm guaranteeing you that if you engage with your purpose just a little tiny bit, the universe, I swear to God, will show up and support you more than you actually ever could believe will happen. It's like your soul is calling to you and you're responding to that call and saying, despite these challenges, I'm going to keep going through this. Nothing in life comes without good and bad, the light and the dark, the shadow and the brightness of ourselves and of our life. It's just the way it has to be. I don't know why, but it is. Because if it wasn't like that, actually, and we got everything we wanted, we'd never learn anything about ourselves. We'd never evolve. And actually, life would be pretty boring if it was perfect all the time. But in these things, what starts to happen when you recognize what your purpose is, recognize how that's shaping you either in a good or a bad way, and recognizing how you can start to move forward with this, is it actually starts to change your life because you start to be aware. And this is always what we're talking about in It's Time For Me, heightening your awareness, becoming aware of these things, that you can start to move yourself in the direction that you really truly want to be and to end up in the place that you really truly want to be. You know, I obviously work in a field where I'm helping women all the time. I've been doing it for like 13 years. I always see people in their like darkest moments, you know, especially when I did readings, people will come to me in their really dark moments. But I've seen those people have the healing and the change and the moving forward and all of those. And it's incredible to watch people as they start to connect to themselves, to understand themselves, to understand their purpose, and to say, I'm worth going in alignment with myself here. Because like I said, it will change your life. So it's just something for you to think about this Friday, and I look forward to connecting with you next week when we're moving on to uncovering your greatest lessons.